Stars Arm of the Eight, from the novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs, with Mr. James H. Pierce as Tarzan and Miss Joanne Burroughs as Jean Porter. This is an American Gold Seal production, directed by James Knight Corden, and coming to you over the World Broadcasting System and associated stations. Tarzan, single-handed, has rescued Jean from aboard the pirate ship and swum with her to shore. He carries her into the jungle with him because he believes her own party is not capable of protecting her. Meanwhile, Professor Porter's party are captured by the pirates and set to digging up the beach for the treasure. In the jungle, Tarzan and Jean are caught in the midst of a stampede of elephants. Now, are you ready? Hold your breath. Tarzan holds Jean close to him as the herd of frightened elephants crashes and breaks through the narrow jungle trail. The trees shake and tremble. The jungle reverberates to the snapping of the huge feet and the shrill, shrill, frightened trumpeting of the half-crazed brutes. The platform Tarzan had built for Jane falls to the crash into the depths below as one infuriated elephant rushes blindly at the base of the tree. Behind the rusty branches, Tarzan and Jane watch, fascinated. Around them, the little monkeys huddle in groups, scared out of their usual endless chattering.
There must be hundreds of them, Tarzan.
That horror is frightened at something. They will stop pretty soon.
Not much left of our platform now, Tarzan.
No, but Tarzan built another one. Jane frightened?
Well, not exactly, Tarzan. I'm never really frightened when I'm with you.
See? Pretty soon, no more tantor. All fast.
What do you suppose frightened them, Tarzan, to make them stampede like that?
Stampede?
Yes. The stampede means to run away, Tarzan, like Tantor is doing now.
Tarzan understands. Why Tantor runs, I don't know. Maybe many things. Fire, black man, Bomangani, hunt. Tarzan does not know.
Will they go far, Tarzan?
Maybe go far, maybe not. They'll soon stop.
Why couldn't this have happened in daylight?
If something frightens Tantor, then he runs, any time, day or night.
Our poor little platform, all shaken to pieces. We'll have to build a new one, Tarzan, and we'll have to make it stronger.
Tarzan will make a new platform and shelter for Jane.
After all, though, Tarzan, is it necessary? If we're going to the hut in the morning.
Jane want to stay at hut?
I should stay with Daddy. He's ill, Tarzan, and needs me.
Jane is not safe with Tarmangani. They cannot protect Jane. Tarzan does not like to leave Jane there. Jane's safer here in the jungle with Tarzan.
I wonder if you're right, Tarzan.
What Jane say?
Oh, nothing, Tarzan, nothing. But maybe you are right. Every time I return to the hut, something has happened to me. And Daddy and all of them within call. Isn't it strange, Tarzan?
Not strange, Jane. Tarzan knows the jungle. White men do not know the jungle. White man is always in trouble.
Yes, Tarzan. We always seem to be in trouble. But we try to do our best.
Sit here, Jane, and try to sleep till morning. Then we'll fix the platform and shelter again.
But I can't sleep here in this tree crotch, Tarzan. I'll fall out.
Jane will not fall. Branches big. Many branches.
As the roar of the stampeding elephants dies away in the distance, Jane and Tarzan try to make themselves comfortable in the crotch of the great tree. Meanwhile, down by the beach, Snipes stands over Professor Porter and the others as they dig for the buried treasure.
This digging... half into the night. It's the height of idiocy.
Yes, Clayton. But there doesn't seem to be much else we can do under the circumstances.
Then let's change the circumstances. There's my spade.
But do not forget that I have already made overtures to King, which I hope will lead to our escape.
I'm not very hopeful. At any rate, I'm not going on.
Knight! What did you want now?
How much longer will you go on digging?
Until you find the treasure.
Don't be a fool, Knight. How long do you think men can last at this rate? We've got to have some rest.
They're right, Snipes. You can't work them without rest.
Shut up, King. I'm running this here show. King is right. If you expect to get anywhere, act sensible, Snipes.
I act insensible, huh? You need to be careful of what you say, Hollis.
The only thing I'm careful about, Snipes, is not to turn my back to you.
What do you mean by that?
What I said. I'm not afraid of you, Snipes. And you might as well know it now. If you killed these guys working them like this, who'll do the diggings tomorrow? You haven't got the brains of a monkey.
Listen to me!
Fry up, pipe down. We'll start these men digging again in the morning.
That's the way you're going to act, is it?
Yes. And if you don't like it, as the rest of the crew. How about it, mates?
Stir
your gap, Snipes, and behave.
Ain't I working for the welfare of all of us? Ain't I trying to find the treasure so we all can have a bit of money? Ain't I?
Maybe. But keep a civil tongue in your head when you are talking to white men, you limey rat. Or somebody'll take you apart to see what makes you tick. Now, go on about your business. We'll take care of these fellows.
Just watch them. That's all I ask. You, King, Wilson. Keep going on.
Clayton. Suppose I let King and Wilson believe that I know where the treasure is hidden and lead them off into the jungle. I may get an opportunity to get the better of both of them if I can catch them off their guard. Then, if I can get away, I shall search for Tarzan. Oh, what a help he could be to us.
I'm afraid it's too risky, Donna. Besides, you have no weapon.
They are ready to be bribed, Clayton. If they think I know where the treasure is and that I am willing to tell them, they will keep it to themselves. Keep it from the others. Why, anything to get out of sight of this crew will give us a chance.
It's pretty much of a long chance, though, Donna. Do you suppose they'll believe you?
I can try. And as for a weapon, what better than this spade at close range?
Yes, Donno, I understand. But nevertheless, it's a pretty risky method.
What is it, Donno? What is it, Clayton?
There is no time to talk now, Philander. But you must follow my lead, whatever it may be. Clayton, you explain to Le Professeur Porter when you get a chance.
Donno's going to try to make King and Wilson believe he knows where the treasure's buried. Lead them to the spot. The rest will be up to him.
You're taking a terrible chance, Donno. They'll kill you out of hand if they find you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes.
But nothing risked, nothing gained, monsieur. We must do something.
I haven't much hope of your putting it over, Donna, but
yeah, I shall try it anyway. King! King!
What is it?
Snipes gone.
Yes, just now.
Then come here. I want to talk to you.
Back in the jungle, high in the branches of their tree, Jane and Tarzan await the jungle dawn.
I can't help it, Tarzan. I'm too upset to sleep. And anyway, while I felt all right on the platform, I don't feel as if I could sleep just sitting here on a limb.
Before Jane comes, Tarzan always sleep on branch.
Perhaps, but that, well, I'm not used to it. And I think it would take me a long time, even though I've gotten used to many things since I came to the jungle. One, I suppose, can get used to most anything. I know that the jungle does not frighten me as it did at first.
No. Now Jane understands jungle ways.
I understand them better than I did. But sometimes I think I learn slowly.
Jane learned quickly.
You think so, Tarzan?
Yes.
Perhaps. But I could never... Well, Tarzan, if you ever did have to get away from anything, you can climb into a tree. But what about me?
Tarzan always takes Jane.
Well, somewhat of a limited existence, though. Always having to be carried wherever I want to go. I wonder,
yes?
Tarzan. Someday, the French cruiser will come back. And Tarzan, you will have to go with us.
Go? Go where?
To my home, America.
America?
Yes.
Leave the jungle?
Why, of course. You don't belong in the jungle, you know, Tarzan.
But I do. Tarzan does not belong any place else.
Well, I didn't mean it that way. You see, you don't know it, of course. What I'm trying to say is that you have brains, breeding, everything that goes to make a gentleman. It would not take you very long to fit into the civilized scheme of things.
No. Tarzan does not understand what Jane means. But Tarzan belongs in the jungle.
Of course. You could not be expected to know. You never have known anything else. How could you? Perhaps, though, Lieutenant Darno or Daddy can convince you. We'll see when we get back to the hut.
Jane still want to go back to the hut?
Yes, Tarzan. I must.
The finality in Jane's voice sets Tarzan to wondering. There must be something about the Tarmangani that he does not understand. They had not been able to defend Jane against the jungle, against the cannibals, or against the cruel Tarmangani from the ship... And yet she still wishes to return to them. Can it be because she has the same sort of feeling for Clayton that he, Tarzan, has for Jane?
Tarzan knows why you want to go back.
Why?
You want to go back to Clayton.
Why do you say that? Well, you have no right to say such a thing.
Tarzan knows Jane likes Clayton too much.
You do not know. It's not true.
Then why did Jane keep Tarzan from killing Clayton when Clayton tried to kill Tarzan? Why does Jane always want to go back where Clayton is? Tarzan is no fool.
Then don't act like one. Don't be impossible. If you can't be nice, I wish that you would go away and leave me alone.
Jane wants Tarzan to go away?
Yes.
All right. Tarzan, go.
Swinging away into the jungle night, Tarzan is soon swallowed by the impenetrable blackness. Jane sits straining her eyes out into the dark void. A chill of loneliness creeps into her blood. She half regrets that she spoke so harshly, but she's still angry because of the injustice of Tarzan's accusations. She commences to wish that he were back, but she's too proud to call to him. Trembling to the thunderous voice of Numa, Jane shrinks closer to the rough bark of the great tree that is her sanctuary.
Tarzan! Tarzan!
Jane, what? Tarzan?
Oh, why, I thought you went away.
Tarzan not leave Jane at night alone. Tarzan come back and sit on branch above Jane and watch over her.
Tarzan.
What?
I'm sorry for the way I spoke. Won't you forgive me, Tarzan? Please forgive me.
Tarzan's sorry, too. Jane is tired. Jane, put your head here on Tarzan's shoulder and go to sleep.
Meanwhile, down on the beach, D'Arno and the others anxiously await King's approach. What do you want?
To continue our talk about the treasure.
Say, if Snatch finds this out...
But he can find out only from you or Wilson.
Well, for me, I'm willing to listen.
Then get Wilson and come away from here.
No. Wilson stays with the others. I'm not taking any chances.
All right, but come over here where the others cannot hear.
If you try any monkey business...
He's taking an awful chance.
I hardly dare to hope.
Did you tell the professor to be ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
If D'Arno is successful, I'll take care of Wilson.
I can help you there.
No, you look after the professor.
I'm really much better, Clayton. I haven't been working as the rest of you have. I'll be able to...
Listen, Clayton, listen. I must get to D'Arno. Warn him.
Hey there, stay where you are. What do you think you're doing?
I want a drink of water.
Well, keep on walking.
Hey, what's going on here?
Here, quick, you blow. D'Arno! D'Arno!
Has Lieutenant D'Arno or Clayton been shot by the pirates? What will Jane and Tarzan discover on their return to the hut?